the 2018 CUNA GAC. We got live stream over here. We're recording over here. I don't know where to look, but we're here with Lynn Heckler from PSCU. How are you, Lynn?
I'm doing great, Mike. How are you?
Doing well. Thanks for asking.
Good.
Appreciate that. How's the show going so far?
So far, so good.
Yeah?
Really. Great attendance.
Yeah.
And,
a lot of people.
George W. Bush.
I heard.
Yeah.
Was it good?
It was really good.
That's good. Good to hear. Good to hear. I'm sure it was a packed house as well. So.
Standing room only.
Oh, really? And those who were standing, I heard, weren't allowed to stand.
Yeah.
They had to find a seat or out.
Yep.
Anyway, good stuff. Well, I'm glad you got to experience that. Let's talk about something else extremely timely, and I've been really anxious anticipating this interview because it's all about the hashtag MeToo movement and sexual harassment in the credit union movement. So I want to hear your take on all this because I'm very interested in hearing about it from a credit union perspective, because I haven't heard that angle yet.
So really, truly, the credit union perspective on Me Too is the same as the rest of the movement. I think that we'd be crazy to think that this can only happen in the movies and politics.
Or sports and, or whatever.
Yeah, right,
yeah.
Right. Mm-hmm. Is that the environment that enabled or allowed sexual harassment and the misuse of power, the abuse of power, really, truly is what sexual harassment is.
Yeah, you're right.
That's existed for many, many years. Mm-hmm. The real difference is there's this tipping point, this kind of time of reckoning where women started to tell their story through this hashtag, mm-hmm. Me Too, mm-hmm. and now time's up. And through these individual stories, it became very apparent, and many of us were shocked at how prevalent it was when, you know, friends and neighbors and colleagues on social media are all hashtagging Me Too,
yeah.
and telling their story.
Mm-hmm.
It's a catalyst. It's a catalyst for social change that absolutely will impact the credit union industry.
No doubt.
For sure. The credit union space itself, from an employer perspective, we're a collection of very small to mid-sized employers,
mm-hmm,
right?
Mm-hmm.
So the smallest credit unions have just a few employees,
mm-hmm.
and the largest have several thousand.
Mm-hmm.
But the average credit union employs about 50 people.
Mm-hmm.
That's an interesting number because 50 is the number at which federal protection for sexual harassment begins. Under 50,
wow.
there's no federal law protection. Hmm. You could have a state law, you could have a local law,
sure.
that protects against sexual harassment,
mm-hmm.
but there is no federal protection under 50 employees. So that adds a little bit of an interesting wrinkle. But the reality is, from a demographic perspective, we know that in the larger credit unions, it's predominantly male CEOs.
Yeah.
We look a lot better when you get to the smaller credit
yep.
unions,
yep.
right? There's
yep.
a lot more female CEOs in
mm-hmm.
the smaller credit unions.
Mm-hmm.
So my hope and my belief is that we may be a little bit less than your typical industry because
mm-hmm.
by the nature of the cooperative principles, credit unions tend to attract principled people that are committed to the people helping people
yeah.
Philosophy.
Mm-hmm.
And so my hope is that it's less. But I think we would be naive to think that it doesn't exist.
Right. Right.
So anyway.
Are you talking, are you giving a speech or doing any presentations on this? Because I think it would be a very interesting topic.
This is my speech, Mike.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that.
Yeah.
I like that.
It's something that, you know, I've spent my entire career in human resources in some form or fashion,
mm-hmm.
but it's also something that I'm passionate about just as a person. For me, it's an equal rights issue. It's not necessarily a women's issue or a men's
mm-hmm.
issue. It's all
mm-hmm.
of our issue.
Yeah.
It's the same reason that you want women to show up and bring their whole selves to work is, you know, the same reasons that you would want people of color or folks with different national origin.
Mm-hmm.
I
mm-hmm.
deeply believe that an inclusive workforce, you're going to get better business
yep,
outcomes.
I agree.
And so, but when it gets to women in the workplace, the playing field has been on level for many, many years. And so back to the Me Too, this is that tipping point. And social change is hard.
Mm-hmm.
It's painful.
Mm-hmm.
We're dealing with deeply rooted social norms,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
How our grandparents viewed the role of women has
evolved.
It's
a generational thing, yeah.
Sure,
definitely.
To this point. Mm-hmm. But truly, those who get there first get to make the rules. And men got to the workplace first.
Yep.
So they made the rules that fit, mm-hmm. and that's okay,
mm-hmm.
right? But now is a time when more than 50% of the workforce nationwide is female.
Mm-hmm.
Let's get everything they have to give. And let's get everything they have to give as an industry. So that's really my position on it. And I don't know if there's any specific questions on sexual harassment that you have.
I'm thinking about the social implications of it all. The message is incredibly powerful. And social media has really amplified it.
Yes.
So would this have happened 10 years ago? If Facebook, Facebook's not existing, Twitter,
Snapchat. I think it could have happened because
I'm sure,
social change has happened, throughout the ages. But I think the existence of social media accelerated it and put it on fire.
That's my point.
Right?
Yeah.
So from that first tweet of the actress to today has only really been a few months.
I know.
And, tipping point for me was Matt Lauer.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, he was in my living room for 20 years,
and
now he's a fallen hero, mm-hmm. so to speak, because mm-hmm. of his actions.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that the message truly is we have to create a culture and an environment in our industry that there's no tolerance for it.
Right.
So if we find that folks are engaged in the behavior that's illegal mm-hmm. in credit unions over 50 employees, we have to stop it.
Yeah.
And it doesn't matter what level or the performance level of the individual that's mm-hmm. engaged in mm-hmm. it. We can't put performance before values.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's truly it. That tone starts at the top, and having a CEO and a leadership team and a strong HR function mm-hmm. that understands, gosh, if one of these situations comes up, we're gonna have to deal with it. And deal with it fairly and appropriately.
And swiftly.
Swiftly.
And swiftly, because you actually stole my last question, because I was gonna say, but thank you for that though. I was gonna say, hey, what advice do you have for credit unions out there in this situation or even to prevent the situation?
So the first is what I said, is create that culture where it's just simply not tolerated.
Yeah.
And second is talk about it. Educate yourselves. Mm-hmm. After we had, after Matt Lauer got fired, I actually sent an email to the entire PSCU team letting them know our stance is zero tolerance on this. And if they feel ever that they were treated inappropriately in the workplace mm-hmm. in this mm-hmm. regard, we want to hear about it.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
our commitment is we'll treat them fairly and deal with it swiftly,
mm-hmm.
as you said. So talk about it, educate folks. And really, I think it's only win-win. We're going to end up with a much stronger workforce.
Yep, I agree.
So.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah, oh my gosh, I'm so glad that you came out and talked about this from a credit union perspective, because as you said in the beginning, a lot of other industries have already been affected by it, and nobody's immune to it, unfortunately.
That's right.
So it's good that credit unions are bringing it to the forefront and kind of being proactive about it and addressing it ahead of time. So
absolutely.
Good stuff. Lynn, thank you so much.
Thank you,
you
Mike.
Rock. Good job.
Thanks so
and
much.
I look forward, I think you should probably speak on this somewhere, somehow.
Well, sometimes I do get asked to speak on different topics. Sometimes I speak at the leagues, but obviously it's something I'm passionate about.
Indeed.
Yeah.
Well, it shines right through you. So
thank
you very much, Lynn.
Thanks.
Appreciate the time.